When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Saturday, July 25th, CITR sponsors the 20th anniversary of Vancouver's favorite summer tradition, Illuminaires at Trout Lake Park. Bring your lantern and join the procession of glowing handmade lanterns, led by lively percussion as we circle the lake. Performances start at 6 p.m., procession leaves at 9. A family fireworks display concludes the evening at 10:15 p.m. More information available at citr.ca and publicdreams.org.
Thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Since you listen to CITR, everyone knows you've got excellent taste in music. You've probably got a great record collection too. But think of all the money you've spent on music over the years. You're probably just waiting until your next paycheck to get new albums you want to hear, aren't you?
Well,
it's time you start getting the discounts you deserve. With the Friends of CITR card, get up to 15% off of Beat Street, Vinyl, Scratch, Red Cat, and Audio Pile Records, as well as 16 other great local businesses. Friends cards are only $15 or free with the CITR station membership. Become a friend of CITR. Go to www.citr.ca and click Friends of for more details.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. I will be your host today, as I usually am, for this show. The time is about 10 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. You just heard a whole bunch of PSAs and CITR ads, because you know what? They're good for you. Kind of like apples, except I can't eat apples because I'm allergic to them. I have a guest with me here today. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
My name is Robert Privet.
Hello, Robert.
Hello, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm just a student here at UBC and looking maybe and getting a show maybe a bit in the new year there.
And this is the best way to do it. When I first started to volunteer at CITR, I didn't want a show right away, but I started sitting in on other people's shows and, I don't know, rambling on sometimes, telling stupid stories, or basically just sometimes I'd sit in on somebody's show and just watch them do what they do, and it is the best way to get to learn how to host your own show on CITR. And I would encourage all of you out there, if you felt that you wanted to do the same, if you think that you can do a better job than me, and you probably can, by putting together your own radio show on CITR, I encourage you to come down to the station and try to do so. The tour is free, and we have training sessions which are also free. And if you have an idea, you can put a demo together, and your own show shall be birthed from, yeah. I don't know, from something, from the ashes.
Yeah, like everyone's really nice here.
Yeah, know. It's pretty great. It's my home away from home. I like it. I played a PSA for you for the Illuminaires Festival coming up this Saturday. It is the Lantern Festival, which happens every summer, maybe? It's happened for the last couple years. And it happens out at Trout Lake, which is in East Van near Commercial or Victoria Drive. And I've never been before, and I got really excited about the festival this year because I actually live close to Trout Lake. And yesterday I went out, and my roommate was telling me that he wanted to make a lantern, and so I went out and I bought a whole bunch of lantern making materials. Like, I bought wire and bamboo and tissue paper and stuff like that, and I went home and I had this idea. I was like, I'm gonna make a fish, and I started to put it together, and it has like the skeleton and the frame, and about like halfway through making this I was like, oh wait, Saturday I can't even go. I can't even go to this thing, but I will still make the lantern, and I'll probably give it to some hippie on Commercial and it'll make their day.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it'll just be so stoked. I hope, anyways. Or, I don't know, give it to somebody.
Yeah,
I know.
There's always next year, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff happening this weekend, which I'll tell you about later on, about like half an hour or so, when I do show listings. That is another thing you get to do if you have your own radio show. You get to inform the masses about various shows that perhaps they would be interested in attending. Feels like it's been a long time since last Thursday. I haven't been to any shows since last Thursday, but I have been to the Renaissance Fair. Don't give me that face. Last Saturday, there was a Renaissance Fair in Abbotsford, and it was like the funniest thing I had ever been to. They were so serious about the Renaissance. It was pretty hilarious. I got there, and I had lunch there, and I had one of those like
leg
big
of lamb.
Yeah, I had like a big leg of meat, and it made my day.
It was a leg of mutton, I think that's what.
Yeah, no, they definitely weren't selling mutton. It was just like a giant turkey leg or something like that, and it was like hickory smoked, but it was I did it for the hilarity. I wasn't even really that hungry, but it looked awesome. Now, I will have you know.
And they talk in that style, Renaissance style.
Yeah, they definitely do.
No matter what. Yeah. I mean, they don't slip whatsoever.
No, there were a lot of them that were pretty serious about it. There were a lot of pirates, too. Yeah.
Well, that's just going to confuse the kids. You know, I don't know if that's a good idea.
I don't know. I think a lot of the kids were scared. There were also a lot of kids with, like, legit swords there, like, with weaponry.
Well, it's Abbotsford.
Yeah, I guess so. It was really weird. And then I went to the wiener dog races after that, which was also hilarious. By the way, at the Hastings racetrack, where they usually have, like, the horse races going on, once a year they have the wiener dog races, sponsored by Schneider's.
Is it really?
Yeah, it really is. It's pretty hilarious. And yeah, you get to watch the wiener dog races. And I'm just going to say right now that they don't let you bet on the wiener dogs. And I was quite disappointed by that. We went up to the betting lady and we were like, oh, we want to put like $5 down on this wiener dog. And she's like, yeah, you don't want to bet on the wiener dogs. We don't let you. I'm like, what? Why? Why would you not want to bet on the wiener dogs? And she was like, sometimes they run in the wrong direction. Why would you bet on them? Like, well, that's just part of the game. Yeah. That means they lose, right? Yeah. Whatever. They don't understand, and that's okay.
See, I thought they used to, and then they had that big scandal, right?
What scandal?
The wiener dog scandal, where they, you know,
there was
a lot of doping and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So they canceled all that jazz. Right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, fucking wiener dogs.
Bad scene.
It was pretty great. A lot of them wouldn't even cross the finish line. They just, like, jump out into the middle of the track and run in circles or start playing in the dirt and stuff like that. It was pretty great.
It was cute.
Yeah. So that was my weekend. Didn't go to any shows. Just went to the wiener dog races. What I was going to say a while ago was I'm not going to the Lantern Festival this Saturday because there is a metal show that I would encourage a lot of you to check out. A band called Malice Plagued. I believe it's their release party kind of thing. They have a CD, a new album that just came out, and they're playing with another awesome local band called Rise of Ruin. And unfortunately, we don't have demos or albums from either of those bands, even though I know they have music recorded. But I will just keep talking about how awesome they are, and maybe that will convince you to go. The rickshaw where the show is happening is licensed now, so if that is any more incentive to go.
I believe it would be.
Yeah, definitely. When it first opened, and I think Music Waste had a lot of shows there, they weren't licensed yet, so. I don't know. Another show coming up is Gob. Remember them? Remember that great local band from the 90s? I don't know. I was pretty into them when I was like 13. They're playing August 6th at Venue, which used to be the Plaza Club on Granville. But it's the same place. I think they just renovated it and called it something different. But I'm talking about that show because the Isotopes are opening for them, which would be awesome, I guess. I've seen the Isotopes a couple times, but whenever they play, they only play like 4 songs. So hopefully they play a longer set, because this happens to be a more major show for them. And so I'll be playing some Isotopes for you right now. They have a song on the Vancouver Punk as Fuck Volume 2 compilation. It is called Around the Horn. The Isotopes, of course, the punk rock baseball band, right? The Isotopes from Simpsons. That's where it's from. There we go. Trivial Pursuit Champion on the air. This is the Isotopes on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Oh, play the song.
rabbits. Johnny's in the basement thinking of another one. Girls are gonna get it. Underneath the blanket, he likes to spank it. Girls are gonna get it. Waits for the girls to walk on by. Getting in a focus with his evil eyes. So it goes. Some girls do.
Some girls do.
Some girls will. Suckers will.
Suckers.
Listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. You just heard Andrew WK off of his split EP with the Evaporators. That song was called Oh Canada. If you're a fan of the fireworks, how long have you been in Vancouver, Robert?
About 5 years or so.
About 5 years. I assume that you've been to the Festival of Light or whatever they call it, fireworks.
Absolutely.
A couple times, I'm over it. I was born here and I've been every year since it happened, like since it started to happen. And oh my God, I do not want to see any more fireworks. But yeah. I can certainly respect that other people would be really, really stoked on the fireworks. And I think Canada. It was Canada last night, right? Canada, their fireworks.
I didn't go.
Yeah, I don't know. It's fireworks. It's fireworks, guys. Yeah. Whatever. And it doesn't even sync up with the music properly.
Well, you know, like I came here from Ottawa, you know, and the fireworks here are much more spectacular than even what our nation is doing at its capital
really?
For Canada Day. Yeah, it's actually pathetic what they got going on there. I mean, I haven't been there in 5 years or so, but when I was there, I mean,
Like some dude in his backyard with like a sparkler.
No, it was pretty weak though. But there's the ones here. They're pretty impressive. I mean, they're not to the music, but
yeah, that's all true. I used to be like really excited about it. Same with Playland. I think I'm just tired of Vancouver already. Like, I've been here my whole life. I've done it. I know the scene. I can't go anywhere and not run into somebody that I know or recognize or run into someone that wants to talk to me, and I don't want to talk to them.
Vancouver's like that. It's like the biggest little city out there kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting to that point. I need to get out. I need to escape.
There is no escape.
There is no. God damn it.
There's nowhere else to go. It's the best place on earth.
No. There are so many other places to go. Do not crush my dreams.
No,
easily.
I wouldn't dare.
I was thinking about moving to Seattle, but moving to the States is a bit harder than one would think. It's pretty difficult.
Is it full of red tape? Have you gone through some of the process? Or?
No, but I've looked into it. It just takes a really long time, and it's expensive, and yeah. I don't know. It is quite the investment, and you have to be, like, dead sure. And I don't know. Before Andrew WK, I played the Transmitters off of their Busy Singles album. Which is really just their greatest hits album. I'm going to throw that out there right now. That song was called Some Girls. And before that, I started off the set with The Isotopes off of the local compilation Vancouver Punk as Fuck, Volume 2. That song was called Around the Horn. If you wanted to check out my playlist online, I do post them on the internet every week, except for last week. I think I forgot to do that. But I'll update it this week. Don't worry, guys. Don't worry. The address is weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And as always, you can download podcasts for the show and for Duncan's show and for Robin's show, who is after me, and for other great CITR shows through our website, which is citr.ca. Coming up next, who are we playing?
We're going to play a song by Genocide Superstars.
Yes, which, we are.
Yeah, it's not very well known, but pretty rock and roll.
Yeah. Not a skinhead band.
You know, I checked it out, so before anyone starts calling in and so on and so forth, I mean, all their songs are about hate and stuff like that.
But it's a fun hate.
Yeah, it's the funnest type of hate.
It's not like discriminatory hate, is it? It's not like
It's hard to understand
hate.
What they're saying, but I did check it out. I mean, if you check it out and go to the Wikipedia, the first thing you read is, they're also known as Genocide SS, and then if you keep, which is scary at first, and then it's like, but no, they are not. So this is the Hate Ball Rolling on their first CD,
so
which is Superstar.
So they're just a bunch
Destroyer.
Of angry individuals.
Yeah, I think they're Scandinavian.
Okay.
I think. You know, but and they have two CDs out. I know that much, and this is from Superstar Destroyer. This is their first one.
Do you know what they're up to now? Like. Did they just release a new album or something? Or?
You know, I don't have a clue.
Yeah, that's okay. Sometimes bands need to lie low and, you know, take some time for themselves. Sometimes they break up and it's sad. But hopefully that is not the case. So this is Genocide Superstars on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you. was the first to finally fade away from my grandfather's memories. Will hallow till the day my memories of him finally fade away, dissolving into gray. It's breathing just the ticking of an unwinding clock, counting down the time it takes for you to comprehend the sheer magnitude of every single precious breath you've ever wasted. Everything I could, I bought a whip for the universe to take my life instead of hers. But no amount of money, drugs, or tears could keep her here. What purpose did her suffering serve? Is breathing just the ticking of a unwinding clock, counting down the time it takes for you to comprehend the sheer magnitude of single precious breath you've ever wasted. So much misery, so much indifference to so much suffering. We can become tempted by appeals to hatred. This world ain't nothing more than what we make of it. Revenge ain't no solution to the inevitable pain. Every single one of us must face in losing the kindred spirits in our lives. Life's so brief, so disappointing, so confusing. As crows slipped away, I have her in my arms reduced to please don't leave me. What will I do? This cosmic sadness just here to remind you that without love, breathing just a ticking of
I'm waiting for
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Robert's here. Do you go by Rob, maybe? Or just Robert?
Either one works. Either I really haven't decided yet.
All right, fair enough. I guess you can take all the time in the world to decide what you want to be called. We just heard the St. Catharines, who I forgot about for a little while and then realized that I missed them. Come back. What are you doing now? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Nobody knows.
I have no idea.
What was that song called?
That was I'd Rather Be Part of the Dying Bungee Scene, I believe it's called. Yeah.
Off of, was that off of Dancing for Decadence? Or no, that was off of something else, I think. I don't remember.
It escapes me.
Yes. Yeah. Ah, well. Before that...
Do you know what a bungee scene is? Like, does anybody really know what the bungee scene is?
I bet it's some kind of Montreal thing. Some French thing. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I know what, like, pogo dancers are. Bungee scene. Can't figure it out.
Well, it was dying then, so it's dead now. So
yeah.
Rest in peace, bungee scene. Maybe we'll bring it back one day.
Maybe it's an inside joke. I don't know. It's just one big joke, and I don't get it. Before that, I played Propagandy off of their newest album, Supporting Cast. That song was called Without Love. Prior to that, 3 Inches of Blood off of Advance and Vanquish. That song was called Deadly Sinners. Prior to that was a song that Robert brought by Out of Hand. The song was called Grade 9 Slut off of their album Canadian Gothic, which is awesome, by the way. Before that, Mastodon off of Crack the Sky. That song was called Divinations. And we started off that set with the Genocide Superstars. We sure did. Right now, though, I'm going to tell you about some shows coming up. Shows happening maybe tonight that you would want to check out. Tonight, the Black Lips are... Oh, I played the Black Lips for you a while ago as well. I played off of their album 200 Million Thousand. That song is called Drugs, and I played them because they are playing tonight. They're playing with Deer Hunter at the Commodore Ballroom, and that should be a good show. So, if you're doing nothing tonight, perhaps you would like to head out to the Commodore. What else is going on? A band called The Phenomenauts are playing this Sunday, July 26th, at the Media Club. They're playing with The Laundronauts and also The Revolts. Sounds amazing. I love space. Love robots. The robots, they're pretty great. Living with Lions, a great local band. They're playing with Broadway Calls this Saturday at the Media Club. And another show that's happening this Saturday is a metal show happening at the Rickshaw featuring Malice Plagued and Rise of Ruin. And that is also the day of the Lantern Festival. So, a lot going on this Saturday. There is no excuse for you to stay home and do nothing. Carpenter, another local band, are playing August 1st at the Media Club. Then a couple days after that, the Briggs are coming to Vancouver. They're playing with Left Alone. That's happening August 3rd at the Bourbon.
The Bourbon? What do you think of that?
It's okay. It's all right as a venue if there aren't a lot of people there, and if they don't, as long as the club doesn't start, like, I've been to a lot of shows there where they will start letting in, like, the club scene before the show's over. Like, they kind of do the thing that Richards used to do where if they're having, like, a show, they'll have it earlier in the night so that they can get the club people in when the show's done later in the evening.
Yeah.
But sometimes they just let the club people in early to pack the show, and then you just get, like, room full of douchebags that don't know, you know, the band that's playing. So it's fine as long as that doesn't happen. You, perhaps, Robert is working on his demo for a radio show here on CITR. He perhaps, maybe...
They said they're coming. They're coming in.
The Briggs are coming in. What day? On the 3rd? The day that they're playing the show?
But, they're going to come in. They're going to maybe do a little acoustic set.
That's sweet. You know, that's
just
really
for
awesome.
Confinement of space or something like that. But should be right.
Definitely, like, record that whole set. And, yeah, maybe that'd be a good way. And then once you have your own show, that'd be a good way to kind of kickstart things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Be amazing. Another show happening, Heaven and Hell, Dio, Ronnie James Dio, guys, come on, Heaven and Hell, they're coming to Vancouver with Coheed and Cambria. This is happening August 7th here at UBC. Vans Warped Tour also coming to Vancouver August 14th at Thunderbird Stadium, and there are a bunch of shows happening, but I'm running out of time, so I got a request last week for a band called Pissed Jeans. They're coming to Vancouver. They're playing a show August 22nd at the Media Club. I'm going to play them for you right now. A lot of other shows were announced, like the Ravenettes and Flogging Molly, but that's happening like so far in the future that I'll tell you about that next week. So I'm going to play some Pissed Jeans for you to end off my show. Thank you very much to everyone that tuned in this week. Coming up next is Robin. He is over there. He is getting ready to do a show. He is ready for an action-packed, super fun, awesome time.
A.K.A. the Ink Studs.
Yeah, the show all about comic books. So stay tuned for that. And then later on at 3:30, Mary Ev is in to do the French Connection. Thank you very much for coming in today, Robert, and helping me out with my show. You brought some really awesome music to the table, and I hope you, fair listener, enjoyed it. Keep your ear locked to the station, because Robert will be having his very own show fairly soon.
Well, thank you very much for having me in.
No worries. Yeah. Anything else you want to say?
No, nothing in particular. No.
All right.
I'm content. Yeah.
Maybe you'll hear Robert on my show again next week or the week after, whenever the hell he wants. How about that?
Thank you very much. Yeah, absolutely. No, next week. That sounds like a date. Sure.
Next week I'm doing a 2-hour show as well. So yeah, it'd be great to have somebody come in and help me out with that. This is Pissed Jeans. Where is it? It's somewhere here. It's one of these tracks. I'll be back next Thursday, guys. Have a great week.
The fuck?